In this final podcast on Islam practices, we're going to look at the three festivals that are celebrated in Islam. They are Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, and Ashura. Eid al-Fitr means the festival of breaking of the fast. It has several other names, including the sugar feast, the sweet festival, or lesser Eid. The festival marks the end of the month of Ramadan. Muslims are not only celebrating the end of a whole month of fasting, but are thanking God for the strength and help he has given them to fast for a month. Eid al-Fitr is celebrated for 1, 2, or 3 days. Muslims gather together in mosques or large outdoor areas to say special prayers. The Imam's sermon usually reminds Muslims that they should forgive and forget any differences or disputes that have occurred during the year and focus instead on helping the poor. Everyone wears their best clothes or new clothes for this occasion. Eid al-Adha generally is regarded as more important than Eid al-Fitr. It is known as the Festival of Sacrifice or Greater Eid. It is celebrated on the 10th month of Dhul Hijjah and lasts for 4 days. The festival remembers and honours the Prophet Ibrahim, who was willing to sacrifice his son Ishmael on God's command. We know that God stopped Ibrahim from sacrificing his son at the last moment and instead gave him a ram to sacrifice instead, because he had passed the test of being willing to carry out God's command. Generally, this festival of Eid al-Adha is celebrated as part of the Hajj. It is celebrated by Muslims all over the world. However, some Muslims will take part in the Hajj whilst Eid al-Adha is taking place. During Eid al-Adha, a goat or a sheep may be slaughtered to remember Ibrahim's sacrifice. Some Muslims may instead give to Zakar instead. Cards and presents are given and community celebrations are often organised. Shia Muslims also celebrate the festival of Ashura. Ashura is a festival that is important for Shias who remember the death of Hussein, who was Muhammad's grandson in the Battle of Karbala. In many Muslim countries like Afghanistan, Iraq, and Pakistan, a public holiday takes place to remember the events at Karbala. During the day, Shia Muslims take part in public expressions of grief and mourning. Some even go as far as to beat themselves on the back with chains, pound the head, or cut themselves. This is an attempt to connect with Hussein's sufferings and death. In Sunni Islam, they observe Ashura but refer to it as the Day of Atonement and remember it as a day when the Israelites were freed from slavery in Egypt by Prophet Moses. Others believe traditionally that Ashura remembers the day Noah left the ark after the flood.